What's good, everybody? It is your favorite segment from here at Defenders of the Bank. One more sleep. It's the night before the match, and our boys are headed out to the Twin Cities to take on the Loons, Minnesota United FC. You know my voice. It's the scarf, J.R. Liebert. And sitting to one direction next to me on the internet, depending on how you're watching this or wherever you are, from world famous Philomonster Studios, he is one Christian Philly Philemon.
You know how I define happiness, Scarf?
Jack Daniels.
No, that was years ago. This is a more refined Philly. Opening your fridge and realizing that you still have one more box of Thin Mint Girl Scout cookies.
That's solid. I like it. and of course eating on a podcast, one of the top five things that they tell you to make sure you do if you want to increase your listenership and everything else.
Everybody, forget again, about what they teach you at broadcasting school.
Thank you guys all for joining us in the chat. Thank you for joining us on YouTube, on Facebook, and on Twitter. We are live right now talking about our matchup against Minnesota United. But first of all, can we just talk about one thing, Philly? Have you heard the news? You might not. You might have been sequestered in the cave that is one Philomonster Studios. Have you heard the news of Ventura County FC?
Yes, the Galaxy's new MLS Next team. I absolutely heard the news about that. While I might be stuck in the confines of Philomonster Studios or on the road to Riverside, I still keep up with things. Thank you very much. Yes, Ventura County FC, the newest MLS Next a program affiliated with the Galaxy.
Los Gross is no more. It is now VCFC, Venture Capitalist FC.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. Well, there's another word we can use with a V, but it wouldn't be appropriate.
They're playing at Cal Lutheran University. So if you want to make the drive all the way out there to go see some MLS Next pro soccer. Yeah. I just want to remind everybody that tomorrow, if you guys are watching this, by the way, it's Friday, March 15th. Hello. Thank you for watching. Tomorrow, LAFC takes on Minnesota in Minnesota at Allianz Field. And then don't forget, on St. Patrick's Day, LAFC 2 begins their second season. It's going to be a lot of fun still on the campus of Cal State Fullerton and Philly. Wanted to just talk real quick. We don't do a ton of LAFC 2 talk. But the big news, obviously, coming out of LAFC 2, and really one of the bigger signings in MLS Next Pro for this next season, is our newest starting goalkeeper for LAFC 2, David Ochoa, formerly, obviously, of Real Salt Lake and DC United. Kind of a big name to see on LAFC 2.
What a fall from grace. David Ochoa was doing big things in the playoffs a couple of years ago. He was slotted to be among the triumvirate, as I guess you would call it, of keepers for the U.S. national team. And all of a sudden, he falls off the face of Major League Soccer. He goes down to Atletico San Luis for a little while, and now he's at LAFC 2. The kid's 23. He's obviously got a bright future ahead of him. What he needs to work on, and what I keep hearing from so many different parties that are affiliated with him, or they know him, the kid's got a bad attitude. And that's a big reason as to why he's in the situation that he's in. So I will tell you this. I would feel a lot more confident with him being the backup keeper. No disrespect, of course, to Abraham Romero. But David Ochoa is battle-tested in this league and in some high-pressure situations. So it is very surprising that he lands on our roster as LAFC 2. But I would not be shocked if, as this season goes into the doldrums of summer, if we see him in BMO Stadium.
First of all, I want to give a quick shout out to one of your boys, Greg Suddy, in the chat.
Yeah, love you, buddy. Suddy on soccer, baby.
Look, David Ochoa, the talent is there. He's one of those guys that I'm going to say it right now. This may be his last chance in MLS or in a league of any note, to be perfectly honest. And I think he's going to do the most that he can with it. Before he signed on with LAFC 2, he actually took a job as a coach, coaching youth, before he decided to head back to the pro game himself. I think this has been a humbling experience for him. I love Abraham Romero. I love the work that he has put in, and he has certainly earned his spot as the backup on LAFC. But I love what you're saying. look, this is a guy that's been through an awful lot in Real Salt Lake, did not have the time he wanted in DC United. And again, you mentioned Atletico San Luis. It has not been an easy road for him since leaving Real Salt Lake. He's got some attitude adjustments to make, but from what I have heard, and I've been talking to people that have been along the way in this last part of the journey with David Ochoa, he seems to have righted the ship in terms of attitude. Hopefully his head is in the right place. And look, I think it'll be really cool to see David Ochoa in black and gold. Last thing, Philly, until before we get to Minnesota, those new kits for LA.
Jesus, I want them. Absolutely want them. Whoever designed them, you are a flipping genius. I would have had no problems if those were our kits this season. They are awesome. And we know this is a firm, Jesus Christ, I'm just getting out of work. A team that likes to make money. Put those mother truckers on sale, and I promise you, they're going to sell like hotcakes. Within the first month of your selling LAFC2's kits, I guarantee you will probably sell more than the green smoke kit from last season. That is without a doubt.
Yeah, no, look, it's definitely a nicer kit than the smokescreen kit. All due respect to our friends at 42 Originals. I know, that's your kit. I get it. I'm all for it. However, it's an Adidas template. Here's the crazy part, right? If you've seen any of the other uniforms, kits for any of the other MLS Next Pro teams. There you go. I forgot about the league for a minute. Any of the other MLS Next Pro teams are wearing something very, very similar. So look, LAFC, all those powers that be out there, LAFC HQ, I'm going to start knocking on that door waiting for the sale of LAFC 2 kits, home and away. They're absolutely fire. I would wear them wherever we go. Let's get some LAFC 2 kits made. Philly, are you ready to start talking about the Loons?
I certainly am, heading into the Midwest to Allianz, a place where you could say we've had some semi-success there. The Loons have never beaten LAFC in Allianz, and that's a good thing. But we've drawn an awful lot, and, you know, spoiler, that might be part of my scoring line, but 11th time that we're engaging in battle against Minnesota United. We've won 3 times, we've lost twice, and we've drawn 5 times. This is a team that we consistently draw against, especially when we head to Minnesota. But the last time we engaged in battle with them, Scarf, we absolutely put the shebang bang on them. 5-1, for lack of a better term, whooped their ass. And Danny Bowanga had a hat trick in the first half, first LAFC player to do so. Will we have a repeat of that performance? I sort of hope so, because I'd like to see Danny score a goal.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I'm really hoping you put who I think you put for your player to watch for Minnesota, because I really do think it might be a little bit of a pookie party as well. But that being said, Philly, LAFC knows how to put the ball in the back of the net against this club. And look, Minnesota, they give up goals. Let's be real. They've given up a goal in all 3 of their matches so far, including 2 to Orlando City. So it's certainly a club that I think we can and will score often against. But I will say this, watch out for the attack of Minnesota. They score early when they score. We're going to talk about that a little bit as well. They drew Columbus to start. They beat Austin and beat Orlando City, while drawing Columbus there in the middle. So we're looking at a team coming in undefeated at 2-0-1 and definitely above us in the standings with those 2 wins. So this could be a team that is trying to hang their hat on an early, early strong season win against LAFC. And look, they play, I love this, on my birthday, by the way, March 20th, they're playing a team called St. Patrick's Athletic on the 20th. So it's going to be really interesting to see St. Patrick's Athletic over there in Minnesota. I don't know what they're doing with their schedule, but yeesh. Either way, Philly, I think it's going to be so much fun. We've got a lot to talk about in terms of Minnesota United. But LAFC looking to get David Martinez going, looking to get Denny Bowanga going, looking to get us back on the right side of the score sheet.
Yeah, and Minnesota United, like you said, hasn't lost a game this season. They haven't won at home, though, as they seem to successfully draw. But they're picking up right where they left off from last season. This is a team that does really well on the road. They were fantastic in 2023 with road wins, and they're already off to a good start here in 2024. And sadly, gone are the times of good old Adrian Heath. Loved seeing him running around and sweating through his suit, looking like he played on the pitch along with his players. But now at the controls, Eric Ramsey. And so he's got them, the Loons, running off to a really good start, and they're flying on all cylinders right now and looking really good. Their run of form the last three games, it's very easy to say, is a lot better than our run of forms. But then again, we also have one game that we really have to call a mulligan. We've talked about that in length. I'm not going to consider the Real Salt Lake game anything from a tactical perspective or anything of a concern. But Minnesota United, definitely the team with the better run of form, heading at home against us.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Look, it's going to be fun to play in Allianz Field. They've got the Wonderwall there, which I know you and I both really want to go to travel to be a part of. That's going to be absolutely incredible when we finally get to do that. But look, LAFC, I think we're finding our attack much earlier in the season than I think we thought, with guys like David Martinez and Kike Oliveira, and now with Danny Buonga. I'm going to say it right now. This has to be David Martinez's first MLS start. I want to see Kike and David Martinez on the wings. I want to see Denis Bawanga up top. I want to see us come out flying early and often, and I think that's going to really, really help our offense moving forward. The defense has been solid. You can't really complain about what's been going on the defense, with the exception, obviously, of the snow game, which you and I have both talked about. That's a one-off. We put it in a time capsule, put it in a snow globe, and then chuck it. That's it. So that's about all I want to talk about with that snow game. I'm done with it, Philly. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I still have awful visions for Omar Campos just standing in the middle of our box watching a ball go over his head, but I got to get those out of my head. Either way.
Almost lets you relive that against Sporting Kansas City as he was getting cooked by Johnny Russell and Eric Tommy in the first half.
Yeah, just, guys, they're probably going to drag you inside, Omar Campos. You got to be ready for it. And what we can't do is have Aaron Long, who's on that same side, have to come all the way over again and really help out, because that leaves the whole rest of the middle exposed. I don't love that at all, but I completely agree with Austin and everybody else. It's Buonga, Martinez, and Oliveira up top, and it is going to be so much fun. No snow forecast for this match. It's going to be cold, but it's not going to be snow.
Yeah, that's a good thing. But 40 degrees still kind of sucks to play in. The boys might have some gloves on their hands. And if there's anything we know about your significant other, is that she loves soccer players that got gloves on their hands. Now, Minnesota United is going to be without one of their key players, and that of Emmanuel Reynoso. As per what I read in the most recent MLS injury report, he's out with a left knee. That guy is chaos, pure freaking chaos, and causes a lot of problem for a lot of teams back line. So it's good that we don't have to worry about him. But to your point, LAFC defensively has been solid. The question remains, who scores in the absence of Denny Bawanga? We've got, what, two goals scored all season, and they come by way of Matty Bogush and Timothy Tillman. It's not going to get the job done. Now, Denny Bawanga is, what, third when it comes to shots in Major League Soccer. He's made a lot of attempts. He's ding-donged it off the post quite a bit of times. But that still, three games into the season, leaves me an area of concern. If Denny doesn't score, our offense is completely stagnant. Somebody needs to step up. Maybe that is David Martinez.
Just wait for my players to watch. I'll certainly let you know who I think that is going to be.
I hope they play.
let's jump into it. Why not?
All right.
Let's get into players to watch. And I'll tell you this. I cannot wait to see one of my favorite players to watch in all of Major League Soccer who doesn't play for us, for the Loons. I picked this player just so I could make Philly type out the whole name as well. That was a lot of fun for me. But for LAFC, look, it's Kike Oliveira. I think it's going to be Kike's match.
You want me to wait to put it on the screen before you talk?
Yeah, go ahead. Put them all out. Let's go.
By the way, the joke's on you. You really thought you really think I was going to spell out his entire name?
Boo.
It would have really extended all the way into our logo. You know, we got to make the branding come through. And speaking of branding, I got to remember to take off the darn Flex logo. Jacob and Ronnie, this is my third time calling you out on One More Sleep. Where you at, brother? Pick up the phone.
Yeah, bongo kule huangwane, bongo.
Do I have to hurt myself in Philomonster Studios and call for an injury before you pick up my call? Call me Jacob. I even know your jingle. For injury, call Jacob. And Ronnie, call Jacob.
You only got the first part of the jingle right, or last part of the jingle right, but that's okay.
Well, I'm giving him free advertisement.
Oh boy, he has enough advertising. For the other half. So Bongo Kule Longwane, that's the big one. I can't wait to see what Bongo does. Hopefully it won't be what he did last game and score, but he is such a fun player to watch. Look, last game they substituted him late. He has been a super sub that scores goal after goal after goal, does Bongo. And so look, he's going to be my player to watch. He might not be a player to start, but you guys know how I like those guys coming off the bench and doing some damage. Although with no Reynoso, it could be that they need more Bongo time out there. And of course, for LAFC, I've got Kike Oliveira. I think this is going to be a game where he is able to use his considerable skill on the wings and make some things happen. I cannot wait to see what happens with Kike Oliveira. He has been on fire in terms of cooking some guys. He just hasn't translated into goals into the back of the net. I think this will be where it all switches, because I believe they're going to start Denny Bawanga in the middle, and on the outside, it'll be David Martinez and it'll be Kike Oliveira, and we are going to see a high-octane front line when we see Minnesota United take on LAFC at Allianz Field.
Philly, let me ask you a quick question. Yeah. What number does Kike Oliveira wear?
Is he 21 this season? I'm blanking on his number now all of a sudden. Uh-oh, you put me on the spot.
Because with the way he's playing, and you're right, he is cooking up a lot of people, but anytime he's in the box, nothing happens. I'm starting to see flashes of the number 17.
Ah,
if
yeah,
you
yeah.
know, you know. Anyways.
Look, you got upset with me bringing that up regarding David Martinez.
Because that was his first game.
But don't get upset. Don't get upset at Philly, because he brings it up when it comes to Kike Oliveira. Come on.
I'm starting Philly. To see flashes of 17.
Yeah, small technical difficulty. I'll be right back, Philly. Right back.
Oh, boy. Technical difficulties. All right. Well, while Scarf is gone, I will now take over this podcast. He talks a lot as it is, right, defenders? I could just be me and Hello Kitty, which I'm not going to do anyway. My player to watch, look, it's very simple. Teemu Pukki. Ever since he's gotten into this league, he has been highly efficient. I mean, we're talking 17 games played last season, and he scored 12 times. This is a guy who historically manages to score quite significantly. You could go to his time playing in Norwich City in the 198 games that he played in. We're looking at 87 goals. You could look at his time with the Finnish national team. He's the all-time leading scorer in Finnish national team history. He is highly efficient. Even this season, with as young of a season as it is, he has 9 shots, 4 of them on target, 2 of them into the back of the net. Highly efficient. It would be wild not to bring him up. He is the reason why you would pay money to see Minnesota United, because he is the offense, leading the team in scoring, doing tremendous things, and also being highly efficient. He's my player to watch. As far as LAFC is concerned, y'all probably thinking I'm going to pick somebody obvious like Denny Bawanga. The answer for that is going to be no. Anytime we go to Allianz, we happen to always walk out of here with a draw. And that being the case, I'm going to put Hugo Lloris as my player to watch for LAFC. In the last game against Sporting Kansas City at BMO, he had 6 saves and registered his first clean sheet for LAFC and in Major League Soccer. And I think he's going to come up big again with the likes of a Teemu Pukki doing his thing, thrashing around in the box. Longwane is a very good pick for JR. That's another devastating player. But it is very fortunate that we don't have to deal with Emmanuel Reynoso. Mikey A in the chat says Oliveira and V-Rod are traditional Uruguayan wingers. They pull coverage and break the sidelines. I get it, but we don't want traditional in that sense. We want them to do that and find the back of the net. And they were efficient at absolutely pulling coverage and breaking the sideline, sure. But it would be nice on their attempts if they could actually find the back of the net. I guess, as we said with Brian Rodriguez, we were a little spoiled in the sense that we witnessed him scoring goals for the Uruguayan national team in a flurry the minute he signed at LAFC, and we were obviously expecting the same result out of him. We didn't get that. So obviously he's going to be on everybody's poop list. But as far as my players to watch, Teemu Pukki and Scarf, if you didn't hear what I said, tough, tough tamales. Hugo Lloris is going to be my other player to watch in LAFC, because again, we happen to draw anytime we go to Allianz.
Look, I think
everything work.
Everything should be good. You can hear me okay on my end. Yeah.
I had no problems. Oh, that's the reason why you had to go. I figured it was another kind of emergency.
No. Look, everything that Hugo Lloris has done this season has been incredible. I mean, look, the guy is very, very, very good. And he is showing every single time why he's the best bargain in Major League Soccer this season, for sure.
Maybe of all time.
I mean, possibly. In my opinion,
Zlatan was a pretty good bargain for the Galaxy. $3 million 2 years, and with what he produced for them.
Yeah, that's
for
sure.
Pretty good bargain, too.
I'll say this. If you're talking about best keeper in MLS, his name has to be on the short list right now. It's very, very early in the season, but still. Look, let's get to our keys to the match, because I'm excited about mine. Look, you guys know, and a lot of people hate it. Some people like it. Oh, look, something went into our graphic. What happened to the branding? You couldn't type in Bongo Kule Longwane, but the Z can
that really went that went through the Falcon's beak. I couldn't have that.
All right, first, watch out for the blitz. This is a team that scores early when they do score. So, look, you got to watch out for an early goal. And I can see a team like LAFC, with the way that we've been playing early in matches, getting caught. Teemu Pukki scored in the fourth minute, but by the way, they also gave up a goal in the first minute. So this is a team that does give up goals early, but they also score goals early. So watch out for the blitz. And my second key to the match, Philly. Is it there? Do you have two? There we go. Bait and then attack. What do I mean by that? Well, this is also a club coming off of not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but six yellow cards in their last match, including a red. They like to play aggressive, and we need to use their aggression against them. People don't like when I bring up other sports, but it's very simple. If you got a guy on five fouls in front of you in the NBA, you ISO him, you go after him a couple of times more to see if they can pick up their sixth. Well, if we get an early yellow or two on guys in the midfield, or especially anybody on the back line, that's when we need to use David Martinez. That's when we need to use Kike Oliveira to break those lines and hope that we can get behind somebody so that we can get that second yellow or start accumulating those yellows so they have to play defense differently. So watch out for the early goal, but then once you get them on their back heels, you bait them in, and then you attack.
I like it. I like it. As far as my keys of the game, and you know me and how I love alliterations.
Yes, you do.
You got a punk Pukki. He's not a very big, imposing figure. He's only about 5'10", 5'11". But as I mentioned, highly efficient this season. 9 shots, 4 on target, 2 goals. Last season, 17 games played, 12 goals scored. I'm not going to go over this. I just wanted Scarf to hear it because he was having audio issues the last time around. Teemu Pukki is a great player. The all-time leading scorer for the Finnish national team, did tremendous things everywhere he's gone, and he's asserting himself very well in Minnesota United's offensive attack and in Major League Soccer. You shut him down, and then you obviously got Longwane to deal with as well, but this is the guy that all eyes are going to be on. For the defense to be a solid, sorry, Panda keeps calling me. I'm in a crisis mode. Do I continue with the pod or do I get on the poop list with my wife? I'll get on the poop list with my wife because that's how much I love the millions.
And millions.
There you go. You punk Pukki, I think you kind of quiet the Loons attack. And as far as LAFC is concerned as well on the offensive end, for Christ's sakes, just finish your opportunities. I mean, they're a team that they'll get their shots. They had, 14 shots against Sporting Kansas City. They had 15 shots against Real Salt Lake. They just need to finish their opportunities, not hit the post. That's where we're going to do our thing, and we need more players than Denny Bouanga. I have to go on mute, otherwise she's going to kill me. This is the third time she's calling. So, Scarf, carry on.
I gotcha. Look, here's the other thing about what we've seen from Minnesota United early on this season. Let's take a look at their last match. They allowed Orlando City 55% possession, but more importantly, they gave up an XG. Now, I know XG is not actual G, but an XG of 4.1. I don't know how many times I have seen an XG that high, 4.1. We will definitely, if we finish our opportunities, we'll make our XG and our actual G look a lot closer to each other for sure. Again, we're going to get them in a situation where they won't be able to defend the way they want to because of hopeful yellow card accumulation. But if we can turn our XG that we will create against these guys into our actual G that we create against these guys, that is going to be the key. And I love that final key to the match, Philly, for sure. I know Philly is already he's talking his way out of the doghouse, we hope.
We're going to have to either you take care or we just give our scores. She's got a flat tire on the highway. So,
All right. Yeah.
Thankfully, we signed up for AAA. So,
All right. So you've got access to the slides. We can get through our scores rather quickly. We got to take care of Panda's flat tire. That was harder for me to say than I thought. I've got 2-0, guys, because I think this new front line, starting David Martinez, Kike Oliveira, Denny Bawanga, 2 goals. I'm not worried about us giving up a goal, even though they've got all the firepower with Timu Pukki and Bongo Hlongwane and everybody else. No Emmanuel Reynoso is much bigger than I think we're even giving credit for. I've got 2-0.
All right, so I'm going to give my score prediction with a caveat. Well, with an asterisk, if Denny Bawanga scores, we are winning this game 2-1. That is what I am saying, and that's what I'm sticking with, and I will die on that hill. I have to throw that asterisk in there. But if Denny Bawanga doesn't score in this game, then history repeats itself for the 6th time. We draw 1-1. I have to see some offensive firepower from other players on this team to be convinced that they could get a win on the road. And we didn't get any wins on the road, even with all of our offensive firepower these past couple of seasons. The Loons are tough to beat at home, but they're also not a team that we lose to on the road either. I don't think LAFC is losing this match, but if Denny doesn't score, we walk out with another point and another draw in that arena.
All right, Defenders Nation. Y'all gave me all kinds of grief when I predicted a 2-2 draw earlier this season.
Because it was the home opener, for Christ's sake.
I just want to remind everybody that here's Philly, a team above us in the standings, picking a 1-1 draw. This is Philly, guys, not Scarf this time. It's Philly picking the 1-1 draw. Either way, I've got 2-0. Philly's got 1-1. We got a ton of people in the chat. A ton of people in the chat giving their scores. We got Roberto, who's got 2-1. Everybody else out there, let us know how you feel. Let us know what you think. Comment down below on YouTube. Let us know what you think the score is going to be. Let us know who you think their players to watch should be. And let us know what you think the keys to the match are. Hit us up on all of our social media channels, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever you got here on YouTube. Don't forget, like, subscribe. We're going to get off early so Philly can take care of Panda and her flat tire. I've got 2-0. Philly chose a draw. Don't forget that. He says asterisk. He doesn't get to choose 2 scores. He gets to choose 1 score.
The controls and this microphone, so you will listen to every damn word I have to say. I'm going to die. I'm going to get killed by a panda if I don't jump
off. All right, play the cool outro music.
Yep, love y'all, Defenders.
Love you guys. Later. Bye-bye.